ABC Radio Australia.
A Pacific country is attempting to fast-track a controversial mining practice that takes minerals from the deepest parts of the ocean. The government of Nauru has written to the United Nations body that looks after deep-sea mining in international waters, requesting that regulations be finalised within 2 years. If the rules aren't in place by then, the International Seabed Authority will still have to consider and conditionally approve applications to start mining. The move is sparking major concern among environmental groups who say pushing ahead with deep-sea mining could be extremely damaging. Marion Farr takes a look.
Deep down on the ocean floor, hundreds of metres underwater, lie small nuggets of rock which contain precious metals. It's these metals that are attracting global interest from mining companies and manufacturers that need them to make things like smartphones, computers, and even electric cars. That's why the bottom of the ocean is being seen as a new frontier for mining.
Deep sea mining is the recovery of minerals from the deep ocean floor. So that is deep waters, not so much coastal waters. And the minerals in question would be anything from copper, cobalt, rare earth minerals, manganese and so on.
Dr. Alina Jekyll is an expert in underwater mining law at the University of New South Wales. She's been tracking developments in deep sea mining on a global scale. A special United Nations body called the International Seabed Authority, or ISA, is responsible for regulating and approving contracts for mining and exploration in international waters, which are open to all states. For the past 7 years, the ISA has been working with member states to develop a framework that would regulate deep-sea mining. Up until now, the ISA has not given approval for any minerals to be mined in international waters, but it has given out some permits for mining companies to explore what is there.
It is a new industry that has been in development for a couple of years now, and there have been some attempts at test mining, at testing equipment for mining, but no large-scale test mining yet.
But a small Pacific country wants that to change. The government of Nauru has notified the ISA of plans to start mining international waters, giving the body 2 years to finalise rules and regulations that would govern the practice. In doing so, Nauru triggered a special rule under international law, which means the ISA would have to consider and conditionally approve a mining application within 2 years, even if the regulations have not been set.
The idea is now that the Seabed Authority would have to work towards adopting those rules and regulations within 2 years' time. However, this trigger rule, the so-called trigger rule, is entirely untested. So it hasn't been used before and it hasn't been interpreted by any courts. So there are a lot of uncertainties around that rule. And it's certainly possible for the ISA Council to not adopt the rules and regulations within 2 years' time.
For any company to start extracting minerals from international waters, it needs to be sponsored by a member state. As an ISA member, Nauru has already sponsored an exploration licence for a company called Nauru Ocean Resources Incorporated, or NORI for short. NORI is wholly owned by The Metals Company, a mining consortium based in Canada. The Metals Company is a major player in the world of deep-sea mining, and it's publicly announced its intention to start mining the ocean floor by 2024. That's raised serious concern among environmental groups, who say the latest move by Nauru will open the door for extraction far too soon.
We're talking about a new extractive industry mining some of the most biodiverse places on the planet.
Jessica Desmond is the Oceans Campaigner for Greenpeace in New Zealand. She says there's not enough scientific knowledge about deep-sea mining and its potential impacts on the environment, and believes developing robust rules within a two-year timeframe is impossible.
So what we're talking about here when we're saying we're going to get started in 2 years' time is opening up this new frontier of destructive mining practice in one of the most environmentally important places on the planet, with almost no information about the impacts that we might see.
More than 350 scientists and policy experts from 44 different countries have called for a pause on deep sea mining until more is known about its effects.
We are asking for a moratorium on deep sea mining around the world until we have much more information and until we can be really sure about the environmental consequences of this industry.
But other countries, like the Cook Islands, have also been exploring the possibility of deep sea mining in their own domestic waters. Alex Herman is the Seabed Minerals Commissioner for the Cook Islands Seabed Authority. She says the country is currently assessing four applications for exploration licences.
We expect in the next couple of months that the government will be in a position to make decisions on granting those exploration licences.
But she says when it comes to actually mining the ocean floor in the country's waters, there's absolutely no rush.
We're not putting any timeframes on how soon that's going to be because we aren't driven by timelines, we're driven by data. And at the moment, and the current stage that the Cook Islands is in, is we don't have enough data right now to make that decision.
But when it comes to international seabed mining, the story may be a little different. Jessica Desmond from Greenpeace says there is enormous pressure from mining companies to start extracting minerals from the ocean.
We've seen mining companies making all kinds of promises to investors about when they're going to start mining.
In a statement on its website, the Nauru government says its decision to invoke the two-year rule was wholly its own. It says the ISA has been developing regulations since 2014 and the time has come to finalise the rules for the benefit of stakeholders and the international community. But Ms Desmond from Greenpeace believes the Nauru government might have been influenced in its decision to trigger the two-year rule.
There have been promises from the metals company of a sort of gold rush. This is the new mining frontier. So there's been plenty of promise of economic wins and no consequences. But we would say that that's a fantasy.
The metals company, the Nauru government and the ISA have not responded to the ABC's detailed questions. Legal expert Dr. Alina Jekyll says there is still a lot of uncertainty about what the two-year rule will mean and how it will be interpreted by the law. She also says things like where the money will go and who will benefit from deep sea mining profits is yet to be worked out.
Just because a two-year rule has been triggered, it does not necessarily mean that we will see the regulations being adopted within 2 years, and it doesn't necessarily mean that we will see an exploitation contract being approved within, you know, 2 or 3 years. There are still a number of hurdles and a number of decisions to be taken by the ISA member states. So this is a signal that's being sent to the International Seabed Authority, but it's by no means a path towards seeing seabed mining becoming a reality within 2-3 years' time.
That was Dr. Alina Jekyll ending Marion Farr's report. And the Nauru government says that no extraction of nodules will take place until rigorous environmental impact studies are completed and evaluated. It also says that if the research shows the risks outweigh the benefits, the International Seabed Authority can decide that the project shouldn't go ahead.